Understanding the text. Listen to the following interview twice and answer all questions. Reporter. Good morning, America. This is Pete Josh, live from the Big Apple with an interview with Landon Carter, New York City's fastest career. Hello, Landon. How are you this morning? Landon. Good morning, Pete. Good morning, America. I am doing great. I am excited to be on your show today. Reporter. Well, Landon, we are happy to have you here. Landon, today is National Career Day, and we really want to thank you for the work you do. Tell us, why are you a career in NYC? And was it always your dream to be a career? Landon. No, it wasn't. When I was younger, I always wanted to be a doctor. I thought that it would be the best feeling in the world to save a person's life. Once I was in high school, my dream went away because I hated learning, and I knew that in order to become a doctor, I would have to go to university for some years after high school. So I decided to go to New York City after high school and become a receptionist at one of the great hotels here. At the reception, I had to send out some packages, and that is when I first met a career. Reporter. And did he tell you to become a career, or did you like being a receptionist? Landon. I liked being a receptionist because I met many different people. The people that come to New York City are from all over the world, and the guests in our hotel, they're very international and sometimes even famous. I met some stars, and that was interesting because you usually don't see them outside of the big stage or movies. But no, this career didn't tell me to become a career, but I was impressed with the work he did and took my bike to work each morning. And one day, I thought it would be nice to ride a bike and be outside all day long. Reporter. And that is when you decided to be a career? Landon. Actually, no. It was when I was off for a vacation and I went to France to see my aunt Cindy. Cindy had an important package to send to her friend in Germany, and we wanted to take it to the post office, but our car broke. So Cindy asked me to take it with her bike. I only had 30 minutes and it was 10 kilometers away, so I really had to hurry. When I came back, I realized how fast I was on the bike. And that's when I thought about the couriers that come to the hotel reception to bring packages. The next time I saw one of them at the hotel, I asked what I had to do to become a courier, and he invited me to meet his boss. Reporter. How great! So it was in France that you discovered your passion for being a courier? Landon. Yes, it was. And a few weeks later, I was on the roads with my bike. And I don't know why, but there is no one faster than me. So I have lots of work to do. Reporter. Well, Landon, thank you for sharing your story. I think it is great that you are a career, and I hope that you enjoy being one for the rest of your life. Landon. Thanks, Pete.